Thank you very much, David. This is the Morning Zoo Show starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Hi, I'm their producer, Frank Murphy, 532. And what a program it is. Yes, coming up on the show today, Don and Mike will talk to legendary TV personality David Frost. David Frost, will be calling in from New York to promote his action-packed new series, Inside Edition, which is a realistic TV show. Also on the show today, Don and Mike will give you a glimpse at what's closest to the stars. Yes, you'll remember, as promised, an edition of Underwear of the Rich and Famous. Also, Don and Mike reveal the shocking details of the Elvis Presley sperm bank. The tabloid papers say that it makes four women pregnant every year, that the king still has kids born every year, and he's got 90, I think, so far. Also, Don and Mike will start searching the downtown hotels and all over the world for big celebrities in town for the inauguration. I think today's the day they start arriving, so perhaps most tomorrow and most on Friday, but who knows, an early peek at what's going on for the inauguration. And if we can find anybody interested at all in the Super Bowl, some Super Bowl fever, I guess. So all that and a whole lot more. Yes, it's David Frost calling in to promote his new show, Inside Edition. Inaugural fever and the Super Bowl fever just continue to sweep over the nation's capital. So all that starts off with the cavalcade of comedy coming up after this. Well, coming up after this.
Out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
Well, maybe it's me, Dave, but I always thought the point of coming to work early was to get a spot close to the building.
Give me a break. If I park close, people can see what I drive.
Well, that might be good. You could be declared a national emergency, qualified for federal aid.
Oh, very funny. You want to walk to work tomorrow?
I'm walking to work today. Maybe you should get a Chevy Cavalier like hers.
Like whose?
Up there.
I can't see that far.
Up there. Look, she's new in finance.
Oh, wow. That's some set of wheels.
I'm in the car, Dave, the car.
That's what I mean. The Cavalier's got good-looking wheels. In fact, the Cavalier's got good looks, period.
Uh-huh.
Sporty little coupe, all rounded off looking.
Yeah, you'd never guess it was her first car.
Yeah, it must have cost her a bundle, though.
All right, one more time, Dave. Real slow. Finance, first car, Chevy.
Chevy Cavalier. How to look like a million without spending it.
Maybe I should get a Cavalier.
Maybe I should get a ride with her tomorrow.
Well, you like a car that much?
That and, staying dry would be nice.
The heartbeat of America, that's today's Chevrolet.
Kidding aside, Dave, I really am an idiot.
WABA.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, my name is Frank Murphy from Power 105 WABA. Tonight, WAVA, with the help of J.B. Robinson and Kay Jewelers, is proud to present the Don and Mike 3rd Anniversary Celebrity Roast. Please join me now in welcoming our Master of Ceremonies for the evening, a man who is heard nightly on the Mutual Broadcasting System, seen nightly on the Cable News Network, and read weekly in the USA Today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to introduce Mr. Larry King.
Larry King. We love to talk to you. While other talk shows are disappearing, you keep the good news coming.
Thank you.
Through.
Larry King.
I can't believe that you're so funny. But that's
thank you. In the era of celebrity roasts, this is about the lowest. trust me on this. Because Don and Mike called on all their friends, and Howard Stern missed the shuttle. If the roasters would please come on stage, and would the lighting men please light the stage, avoiding all accidents. They're doing it right. Welcome to Meet the Press. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the two men we dishonor tonight, two men who have hit the low run in American broadcasting, way at the end of the aisle and the dial, two men totally lost in tuxedo and sneakers, where they'll go to their usual place to sleep on the grating in front of the Willard. Following the performance, ladies and gentlemen, our honorees of the evening, Don and Mike. How about that? Don and Mike. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
guys. Mike and Don.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Well, that's it. Screw them. Let's go home.
Sounds like a really lousy phone sex service, doesn't it?
Join George Burns, Shelley Long, Tiffany, and the Super Bowl quarterbacks for Bob Hope's Super Bowl party.
It's bound to be a hit.
Saturday.
I suppose you'd handle this differently.
Indubitably, willy-nilly. I'd dial 1-800-CRIME-88. Let the Fox Network blow this thug right out of the water.
Rick D's counting them down.
We're down to the top 10. Do you feel the heat? Good. These are one-shot wonders of the 80s, and we're on super radio stations right now, like Power 105, WAVA in Washington, D.C., home of Don Geronimo, and...
I'm surprised at you.
Don?
And I'll never forget us and our flat chests. I couldn't believe it, so we decide to order this Mark Eden bus developer that we'd seen advertised. So sure enough, we ordered it. And religiously, night after night, we would do our exercises, just waiting for our chest to get bigger.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is news.
Make it snappy!
Beginning next Wednesday, the official forecast for Broward County, low tonight, mid-60%.
Why, you...
Relative humidity, 4 o'clock. The barometer is 76 degrees, and the current Fort Lauderdale temperature, where it's immediately falling at 30.08 inches. In Hollywood, it's also at this hour. Next news, Friday. Late-breaking news stories next week. This is partly cloudy and mild.
John Cameron Crazy.
The Morning Zoo.
WAVA. Welcome to Love Connection. Now, here's our host, Chuck Willery.
Are you all ready? Thank you. Thank you. All right. Get started by meeting our first guest. He was born in Beirut, Lebanon. He's a world-class runner. He says that his method for getting dates works about 9 times out of 10. Please welcome...
Don Geronimo, WAVA.
Why, you dummy.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
Why?
See that?
Now, why don't you do things right?
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
This program is a realistic depiction of fictional events. None of what you are seeing is actually happening.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Well, hi, Bart. How are you today?
Fine.
Tell everybody, how old are you?
3.
You're 3 years old. And did you come to see Daddy at work today?
Yeah.
Tell everybody, what does your dad say on the radio?
Hiya, you. Good morning.
Good morning. And what's the name of the station Daddy works at?
WAVA.
That's right. Talk in your DJ voice again. Say, good morning.
Good morning, WAVA.
Yeah, that's right. What else do you want to talk about? Do you like being here at the radio station?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think Alan Goodman's a pretty cheap man? What do you want? Oh, you want headphones? All right, Daddy, I'll put some headphones on you in a minute. Do you think Alan Goodman is cheap?
Yeah, he's dressy.
And he's what?
Dressy.
He's dressy?
Yeah.
What are you doing with that microphone?
I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, you're being too silly to make a tape today. We're going to have to go home now, okay?
But I want to think.
Oh, you want to put the headphones on?
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on, Daddy, put them. Okay. All right, now, can you hear anything?
Hi.
Can you hear anything?
Yeah.
Do you hear it now?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm Bart.
Yeah, you're Bart.
Yeah, my daddy is here.
Your daddy's not here?
Yeah.
No, daddy's here.
My daddy's not here. Go leave a message.
Don't leave a message like we do on our answering machine. All right, tell everybody a joke, then we got to go, okay?
Okay.
Tell everybody your knock-knock joke.
Knock-knock, kick the, no mommy, no mommy.
No. Knock-knock.
Hey there.
Boo.
Boo hoo.
Why are you crying?
Boo hoo.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's going to do it now. We got to get out of this room.
Okay.
See that big bottle of Geritol over there?
What?
See that big bottle of Geritol over there?
Yeah.
That's for David Haynes to use. And you see that, can you say Porcelana?
Porcelana, go bye-bye.
Porcelana face cream, skin cream. You say skin cream?
Skin cream, bye-bye.
Yeah, skin cream, bye-bye. Okay. Say bye, Diana.
Bye-bye, Diana. Goodbye. Go.
You're giving kisses. You got to say bye to Frank.
Bye, Frank.
Say bye, David.
Bye, David.
Say, Kim, go shopping.
can go shopping.
And say, bye, Uncle Mike.
Bye, Uncle Mike.
I love you.
Bye, too.
Okay, you ready to go? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, go tell Frank. Tell Frank that the tape is done.
Hi, Frank.
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
On your mark, get ready, get set. Now go, 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 because it's time now for the Pee Wee Herman Show.
Catch me, ma!
At that time, they wanted me to smoke because I was working for Philip Morris. They wanted me to smoke on the show. And occasionally they would take out any time you said lucky because I was working for Philip Morris. So the censors were busy taking out lucky words.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Hey, y'all coming. Don't be so tight. Kill my daddy, Mama.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
This is Alan Goodman, Vice President and General Manager of WAVA Radio.
Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper. Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their midst.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
Ain't they creeps? Don and Mike interrupting our sleep. The morning zoo on WAVA. Ain't they creeps?
The Bahamas. Bahamas Air, now serving Dulles to Nassau. Non-stop to Nassau, Cable Beach, and Paradise Island. Departures from Dulles International Airport Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. In Nassau, you can connect to Freeport, Lucaya, and the Family Islands. Treat yourself to the sun and fun-filled Bahamas from 3 nights to as long as it takes to make your fantasies come true. From only $79 one way, based on round trip when purchasing hotel and land arrangements. Minimum 3 nights stay, valid January 1st through 30th, 1989. Restrictions and penalties may apply. Bahamas Air, serving up exotic seas, beaches, great hotels, and glitzy casinos. For information and reservations, see your travel agent or call 800-7-BAHAMAS. That's 800-7-BAHAMAS. Bahamas Air, serving up the Bahamas.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
I'm calling about, well, I don't know how to say this.
Well, let me see if I can help. You called because you think you care too much about being thin.
Yeah, I think I've lost control, and I feel kind of embarrassed about it.
Well, you don't need to feel that way. You're not alone. Mm. We've helped nearly 600 people just like yourself.
Well, that's comforting. But could I get individual help?
Well, yes, that's our approach here. Now, tell me, when did you first think something wasn't right?
Oh, a friend found the laxatives, then confronted me.
And are you starving and binging?
You know about that. Well, is there any chance you'd have a special program that I could...
Sure, it's tough. But she called and so can you. 829-2026. That's 829-2026. The Eating Disorders Program at Washington Hospital Center. We get to the real problem of caring too much about being thin.
Now that you've decided to set the date, there are many more decisions to be made in planning for your wedding. Before you start running around, why not make it easy on yourself and call 1-800-BEST-WEDDINGS first? Just answer a few simple questions, and our consultants will send you, free of charge, a complete list of quality businesses and merchants that fit your specific needs, many of whom offer exclusive discounts. You'll get our helpful planning guide and more. All the best from Best Weddings, and best of all, it's absolutely free.
Your wedding day is just one phone call away. Dial 1-800-BEST-WEDDINGS.
For all the best on your wedding day, dial 1-800-BEST-WED.
37 Bradley stores going out of business. Everything must go. Bargains in every department. Tremendous discounts on brand names. Lee, Seiko, Wrangler, Sanyo, Black & Decker, Sony, and more. Don't wait. Everything in every corner on sale below regular discounted prices. A going out of business sale you'll never forget. Save 25 to 50% and more on everything in every department. Plus, cashiers deduct an additional 25%, even on items already reduced one quarter, one third, and one half. You get savings on top of savings. 37 Bradley's going out of business. You can't afford to miss it.
Remember, you save 20 to 30% off Bradley's original price tags.
Every 4 years about this time, Washington turns into a real circus. Political animals lining up for tickets to this inaugural ball and that inaugural ball. Well, before you start doing any big favors, listen up. WAVA has a full week of parties lined up, and you don't need some fancy engraved invitation. Join us today at 1 o'clock at Champions Georgetown for a 1 p.m. swearing-in party. Then tonight at 8 o'clock, it's the inaugural ball for the real political partiers. WAVA's political parties continue tomorrow night with Kim Anderson at Teddy's and Sandy Weaver at Chasers. Even if you did vote for Dukakis, you could still win a trip for two to the Bahamas. WAVA's inaugural balls, all this week, all over town. From the station for real political partying. Maximum music. Power 105. WAVA.
The news is next with David Haynes on AVA.
I got up this morning and I'm driving to work and I'm listening to the radio and the announcer says,
home movies and this music, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hell. You're a dork. You're a just a dorky looking white guy here.
Our phone lines are open and police are standing by. The national manhunt has begun. Your calls to 1-800-CRIME-88 could lead to the capture of America's most wanted.
David Haynes is next!
Trouble spreads to other black neighborhoods in Miami overnight. Jesse Jackson worried about Mayor Barry. Washington weather today, sunshine, high 55. Good morning, Washington. Time now, 6:01. I am David Haynes, news and comment, WAVA. While you slept, people were still throwing rocks and bottles in the wee hours of this morning in northwest Miami. The second night of violence in Super Bowl City, police arrested 250, most of them for looting. Last night's NBA game between the Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns called off because of the racial unrest in nearby neighborhoods of Miami. Washington, Jesse Jackson says he's worried. Worried about your D.C. Mayor, Marion Barry. Jesse Jackson says he will meet with Barry later this week to try to counsel him. Arlington, your school board asking school superintendent Gosling to see whether seatbelts ought to be installed on school buses that carry special education students in Arlington. Attention, George Mason University students. If you're going to be a GMU student next year, you're going to pay an average 4.5% more for room and board due to higher costs for new housing and maintenance at GMU. Maryland, your legislative leaders in Annapolis say they want to give you Maryland taxpayers a $40 million tax break next year. They favor raising the standard tax deduction and personal exemption, but there's a fly in the ointment. Governor Schaefer against the tax break. He instead wants to spend the $400 million tax surplus on the poor and the homeless in Maryland. So what else is new? The presidential inauguration gets underway today here in the capital city with thousands of points of light created by miniature flashlights and silver fireworks. Downtown D.C. going to have miles of streets blocked off for marching bands, parade floats, horses, VIP limos. So both you commuters and celebrators urge to ride the subway and take the bus, catch a shuttle or hop a train to avoid the traffic snarls in downtown D.C. the rest of this week, beginning today. Out in California yesterday, that gunslinger had an intense look on his face as he sprayed a school playground with bullets. So says an eyewitness in Stockton, California. The gunslinger brandishing an assault rifle, an AK-47, and two handguns, identified as Patrick Edward Purdy, age 26. He killed 5 children, wounded 32 others before he killed himself in Stockton, California. Number 4 Georgetown tips off against Big East rival Providence tonight without Coach John Thompson. His protest against that new NCAA scholastic rule continues. College ball last night, Virginia topped Maryland 64-58 in overtime. Marymount defeated St. Mary's, Maryland, 65-60. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, now 6:04. It's 4 after 6.
Everybody start wheeling. Your Isuzu dealer's dealing.
It's Trooper Time 89 at your Isuzu dealers. Hundreds of go-in-snow four-wheel drive Isuzu Troopers and four-wheel drive pickups are on sale.
Your Isuzu dealer's really
with more snow predicted, now's the time to buy a sale-priced Isuzu Trooper, the lowest-priced four-wheel drive, four-door sport utility vehicle in America. A modern-day station wagon, Troopers are great for winter driving and come in two- and four-door models, five speeds and automatics. Also on sale are hundreds of two- and four-wheel drive Isuzu pickups, the lowest-priced imported pickup in America. For moving firewood or furniture, Isuzu's tough-as-a-railroad-tie pickup holds it all.
Your Isuzu dealer's really dealer.
Trooper Time 89 is happening now at your Isuzu dealers. All four-wheel drive 89 Troopers and pickups are on sale. Plus, all remaining 88s qualify for even greater discounts. So get a grip on winter and big savings this week at your Isuzu dealers.
Heading northbound on the Shirley Highway, be prepared for the usual heavy traffic as you head up towards the Occoquan River. No delays as yet heading up towards the Beltway from that point yet. Coming in on 66, it's also heavy through Manassas and Centerville. No delays at the Wilson Bridge, although it's building up a little bit near Route 210. The American Legion Bridge in good shape, southbound 270 heavy up in Germantown and in Gaithersburg as you head down towards the Capitol Beltway. In PG County, coming in on either Route 50 or the BW Parkway, you won't find any delays heading in towards the Beltway as yet this morning. REMAX means real estate, and uniquely qualified REMAX sales associates means business. Whether you're buying or selling a home, REMAX means good news on the home front for you. I'm Rob Carpenter, WAVA Traffic.
A beautiful day for the inaugural ceremonies getting underway today. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. You're going to see partly sunny skies today and a high of 55. 55 under the sun today. Then tonight going to be partly cloudy. Tonight's low 35. And tomorrow going to be partly sunny. Tomorrow's high 48. Right now, clear skies. Wind southwest at 5. Temperatures, Dallas 24. BWMI 31. National 32. 32. Fun-loving degrees at 6:06. I am David Haynes. News and comment. W.
They're at it again.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worse this way just hearing them.
AVA!
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now, you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next.
From the Virgin Islands Travel Center, inside Metroplex Center, in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring Don Geronimo, and featuring Mike O'Mara, with David Haynes, Kim Boomer Anderson, but hey, she's in court, so it's Rob Carpenter today.
Oh, yay.
Frank and Diana Virgin Islands and the entire zoo crew.
Hey, where do they get virgin wool from?
I don't know where.
Ugly sheep. Thank you.
Today, it's Wednesday, hump day, and we celebrate day number 3 of Inauguration Week. We'll have a conversation with Inside Edition host, Mr. David Frost.
Right.
Plus, underwear of the rich and famous, and the Elvis Presley sperm bag. Plus, lots more tomfoolery and hijinks, but enough of that. It's on with the show, and let's say hi to a man who has volunteered to give Mayor Marion Barry another urine test just because he wants to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Geronimo!
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Mayor Barry, fill her up.
You Don Geronimo. You Don Geronimo.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Now, ladies
Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome a man who said he would take a urine test, but he's worried that he might have to study for it. Mr. Mike O'Mara.
And then I'd fail and be all depressed. You know that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Jingle Singers. It's 10 past 6 with the Wave of Morning Zoo, and the inauguration is this week.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be many black tie parties, many balls, many famous entertainers in town, including the Beach Boys, Tom Selleck, and scores of other celebrities. These, however, are the top 10 celebrities who have not been invited to the inauguration by George and Barbara Bush.
Oh, all right.
You will not see these people this weekend in town. Number 10, Whitesnake. Number 9, Morton Downey Jr.
He won't be there.
Number 8, Geraldo Rivera.
Hi-o!
Number 7, Dexter Manley. Number 6, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, darn it!
Number 5, Bobcat Goldthwait. Number 4, we have a tie.
Yeah?
Bobby Brown and Jamie Farr.
They won't be there?
No, sorry.
Oh, no.
Number 3, and this is the only guy who really won't be here who really is upset about it, Rich Little.
Yeah, Rich Little.
Did you know Rich Little really cares?
Yeah, he got stiff, too, which is wonderful, I think.
Number 2, Don and Mike.
Oh!
And the top 10 people not invited to the inauguration this weekend by the Bushes, the number 1 person not invited?
Number 1?
Dan Quayle. If you work downtown, they're going to start closing off the streets later this afternoon.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Dalawa and Dalawa won.
Mm-hmm.
13 minutes after 6 o'clock, and good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
Let's start the show with the sound of Kenny G milking his instruments. 13 past 6 at WAVA.
He does it so well.
Here's Kenny G. As Jim Elliot would say, what would Jim say?
Probably amazing.
No, that's Scott Woodson.
Oh, sorry, I always get them mixed up.
God, I saw the commercial yesterday, incidentally. We gotta stop. We could talk through the whole song. We'll be right back. Hour 105 with Kenny G. And that's Kenny G, everybody.
Kenny G. Hey, isn't he marvelous? The sounds of Kenny G.
And that is my silhouette, everybody. I know quite a few people. That's a pretty good song, and that's a pretty good album, his second album. But I know a lot of people who have bought that album simply because they want to be artsy-fartsy when you go through their car.
Yeah.
And when you get in somebody's car, you always do instinctively start going through their glove compartment, and you go, hey, Kenny G, you must have some class.
Hey, that's right, Kenny G, everybody. That's neat. I like that, though. I really do. The only thing I don't like about that song is that
you know who likes it a lot.
Yeah, 17 past 6 at WAVA. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Partly sunny outdoors today. Should be pretty nice, actually, with a high 55. It's 31 outdoors right now in WAVA land. And I have another report from you from our health club.
Oh, really?
No, I went yesterday and I shot some hoops again and and got a sauna and a steam bath yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was in the sauna, steam bath, shower part of the health club for an hour and 15 minutes yesterday. And here are the results of the survey that I collected in there.
Okay.
In 1 hour and 15 minutes time, there were 27 men who went in to use the shower facilities. Now, I got this while I was also sitting in the hot tub. I had a little pen and paper, and I was doing a little work for the show, and I just kept little notes.
Staring them.
Out of the 27 men who were in the shower, 25 of them showered facing the wall.
Okay.
Two of them didn't. There were two guys, like you mentioned yesterday,
right,
who turned facing everybody else, looking at everybody else's rear end.
Did they whistle?
No, they didn't. Now, out of all of the men that were in there, the 27 men that went in during this hour and 15 minutes, three of them stared intently at other men. I mean, they were, and they were all guys who were facing the wall, but they turned around quite often and looked.
Sure.
Three of them stared intently. Five stared randomly.
Okay.
And I would get, and the difference between an intense stare and a random stare was, the, for instance, one guy turned around, and a guy across the shower, something about him seemed to have caught his eye. And he kept his eye on this guy for a good 10 seconds. Now, that to me is an intense stare. A random stare is the kind where the guys would just be looking around just to peep and see what's going on around there.
You know, you probably didn't get a chance to write down all the details, but were these guys that stared, were they soaped up? Were they lathered up when they were doing the staring, or were they completely rinsed?
No, actually, I guess a couple of them were actually in the process of doing this. Soaping up their underarms.
Because if they've still got soap on, you see, the shower's basically still going on. If they're sitting there and they're completely rinsed and they're staring, then I that's when I really get worried.
Well, I thought of you yesterday, and I also made a count of the same 27 men when they walked into the shower from out in the other part. And do you realize only 13 of them walked in naked? 14 of them came in with the towels around them. And of the 13 men that weren't naked, 12 of them carried their towels in John Thompson style over the shoulder, one of them just carrying the towel in by hand.
By hand. That would be the way I do it. I don't do the wraparound. I don't do the wraparound because I don't want to. I don't do the wraparound because I can't.
Of the 27 men that went into the shower yesterday, 10 of them shaved after they took their shower.
Yeah.
Of the 10 men that shaved, all of them were naked in the bathroom, shaving naked.
Now, didn't these guys pick up on the fact that you were observing their behavior?
No, because I was sitting in the hot tub. You know, as you walk in, the hot tub is right there.
On the right.
You can see the shower. You can see the sauna. You can see the sauna.
See the sauna.
And you can see the health club, too. And Sally shall see shells by the seashore, my friend.
All the guys there.
And then as they walked by me to go shaving, I could tell if they were going to go in the bathroom or go to their lockers. And I had a bunch of newspapers around me and my notepad, so it looked like I was just taking notes out of the newspaper. And I wasn't, you know, with binoculars staring at these guys, but I thought you'd be interested. And I put a little investigative work in yesterday. So 10 guys showered after they showered, they shaved, and they were naked while they shaved.
They showered, shaved, and then a few of them went into the sauna, shoo.
And out of the 27 men that I observed from 3 till about 4:15 yesterday afternoon, 5 of them went to watch television. And all 5 of them were naked, sitting in the TV room naked.
So there's a direct correlation there. The guys that go into the TV room are usually naked, and they just don't want to get dressed.
However, of the 5 guys that went in the TV room naked, none of those 5 guys shaved. The 10 guys that shaved in the nude all went, I guess, and now this is where I couldn't follow up. I couldn't actually go with walking through the locker room and see who was taking longer getting dressed and if anybody was looking at anybody while they were getting dressed.
Were they older guys?
No, most of them were guys in our demo, 30 to 40.
That went into the TV room?
Right.
That's interesting. I always thought it would be the older guys that actually hung out naked as long as possible.
No, but these guys were changing the channel also, whereas the other guys, the old guys in the TV room, usually just leave it on whatever's on. These guys, and what an attractive sight this was, a naked man.